Do we have any young people here this morning? I see. Being Mr. Shy. Well, I do invite you to come on down, and I'll tell you why. Because you won't be able to see very well from where you're sitting. And you need to see, even if everybody else in the church can't really see as well as I would like to have them. Well, we'll just do this all together. There's a window over here that you can hardly see, but it's a window with Jesus. And he's holding one lamb, and he has sheep right surrounding him. And it's what we usually call the Good Shepherd window. And since you've been praying with Mitch and I, you've probably noticed that we've been talking about sheep and shepherds and flocks and how we're a part of that. We are sheep. And one of the things that's most important that we learn today is that Jesus is our shepherd, and Jesus knows each one of us by name. And when we hear his voice, we follow. Now, if I were to ask you what the voice of the Good Shepherd might say to you, could you answer? Anybody? Anybody? No. Well, how about trying a couple things like this? Do you think that the good Savior might say something to you like, if you want it, take it? Does that sound like something our good shepherd would say? No. Follow me. And it wouldn't be a follow me with or else. It would just be a follow me, and we'd know to follow. What about, you don't need to worry about that. It's too hard. Is that something our good shepherd would say? No. Because our good shepherd is with us to help us with all our challenges in life. He knows us, and he hopes that we know him, and we will follow when he says, come follow. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you that you have made us a good shepherd in Jesus. And we ask that you help us to hear his words and know that he wants us to follow and knows how very much and know how very much you and he love us. Amen.